but we're expecting more developments in the next few minutes about the news this afternoon that the FBI has arrested Ghislaine Maxwell, former confidant of the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks reports live.
Well, Eddie, the tiny town of Bedford, New Hampshire isn't known for much, unless you're a maven of Spooky World. It's said to be the best haunted house in the state, but it was the FBI that came knocking this morning, bringing with them an indictment fueled by the ghosts of Jeffrey Epstein's past. Ghislaine Maxwell was taken into custody close to a home in Bedford owned by her current boyfriend, a tech executive by the name of Scott Borgeson. Not for her, then, a quest to hide out from the feds in locations as far afield as Tel Aviv or Paris, as the rumour mill had recently suggested. Instead, she was right under their noses. We'll hear more about her arrest at a press conference in New York shortly. The charges she faces are devastating. Six counts, one of perjury, lying under oath in 2016 about Mr. Epstein and his sexual proclivities. Five more of sex trafficking, recruiting victims as young as 14 on Mr. Epstein's behalf, grooming them, or as the indictment puts it, trying to normalize sexual abuse through a series of conversations and actions. None of the three victims detailed in the indictment is named, but the charge sheet echoes many of the claims that have been publicly made by Virginia Roberts, a woman who says she was abused by Jeffrey Epstein and the Duke of York. Here she is last August celebrating a decision by a New York court to continue the Epstein investigation, even though the financier himself had died in custody.
We need to get to the bottom of everybody who was involved with that, starting with Ghislaine Maxwell and going along the lines there. I was recruited at a very young age from Mar-a-Lago and entrapped in a world that I didn't understand, and I've been fighting that very world to this day, and I won't stop fighting. I will never be silent.
The crimes alleged in the indictment occurred between 1994 and 1997, and they took place in four locations. Mr. Epstein's mansion in the center of New York City, the same residence where the Duke of York stayed with Mr. Epstein after the financier's initial conviction for solicitation of an underage girl in Florida. The Sunshine State of Florida is the second location detailed in the indictment, along with a ranch in New Mexico. But Ghislaine Maxwell is also accused of joining Jeffrey Epstein in the abuse of teenage women at her residence in London. It's not clear what role British investigators may have played in assisting the FBI with their creation of the indictment. Later today, Ghislaine Maxwell will appear herself in court via video link. She'll confirm her identity and have the charges formally put to her. If she seeks bail, she'll be lucky to get it. And legal analysts like Ricky Kleiman, a contributor to CBS News, say the day fast-moving and entirely unexpected events will be causing deep anxiety among Ghislaine Maxwell's many friends.
So many people, countless people who know Ghislaine Maxwell, who have known her over the last decades in society circles in New York and in London, were firmly convinced that she was cooperating with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office, and that that was why she had never been arrested. Well, surprise! Today is a day of reckoning. So if Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested, that also means that there are other people who may also be in jeopardy who associated with and assisted the exploits of Jeffrey Epstein.
In jeopardy because Ghislaine Maxwell is now looking at decades in jail if she's convicted of the charges that she faces. And the only capital she brings to the table in negotiations with prosecutors is her willingness to turn in other people who are in the FBI's sights. They include the Duke of York. Prosecutors say all attempts to secure his cooperation with their investigations have been for naught. There may also be nervousness at the White House. After Jeffrey Epstein's arrest a year ago, the president was very eager to put distance between himself and his former friend.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste.
In New York City, Ghislaine Maxwell was a fixture for years. She attended Chelsea Clinton's wedding long after questions about her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein were first publicly raised. Her arrest this morning in New Hampshire will bring a measure of comfort to her alleged victims, but it's just the start of the next chapter in the Epstein story. And her willingness to try and save her own neck now will have huge consequences for many of the rich and famous that used to count her and Jeffrey Epstein, Eddie, among their personal friends.
Simon Marks reporting, and of course, we will keep a close watch on that news conference due to start in New York shortly with details from prosecutors.